Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 348. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Yo.
Oh, we got a lot to cover. So let's jump right into Halo Wars 2. We touched on it a little bit last week. Tony hasn't played any more of it, but I have finished the campaign, and I don't think I'll be playing much more of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not good.
It's fine, I guess. I also finished Halo Wars Definitive Edition.
Okay, so you're playing them that, together.
You were having some issues with that, right?
Playing I'm just an idiot and couldn't figure out how to work it with the mouse. Like, Halo Wars was very much designed around the controller.
Yeah.
And doing the tutorials, they didn't really kind of touch on that, but on like how to zoom out, and you still, I don't think you can zoom out like you can in StarCraft, which is to like a way higher perspective. There's only like a couple sets, and I think Halo Wars 2 does that as well. But Halo Wars 1, that's actually a pretty good game.
Yes, it is.
I'll be playing it again. I really liked it. There are some cool missions there. It is not a PC RTS, but it is an RTS that very much was designed around playing on a controller. And it does a lot of the things that you expect from an RTS. There's tech trees, you're building up your bases, and there's a reason to do all that because you want certain things to combat. Like the RTSs are a very elaborate rock, paper, scissors game.
Right.
And Halo Wars, the first one, does a really good job of that. Halo Wars 2, I feel less so. Like, they kind of just, and maybe it's just the way the campaign is designed, but they're like, these are the kind of units you need to use. Yes. Hey, Fozzie.
Hi.
So in Halo Wars 2, like, you're using these, they kind of tell you, like, these are the ships you need to use, these are the units you need to use, and a lot of the missions aren't, like, you're not even doing base building, and there's only 12 missions. So you're either doing like very limited base building or none at all, which is really kind of, you know, disappointing. So that game picks up in the last like four missions or so. I thought they were strong. But the last one is really just a holdout mission.
Oh, great.
Where it's just like, hey, you got to hold out for like a half an hour. And you don't actually, that last mission, you do not do any base building. All of your units get dropped down from the Spirit of Fire automatically, like on a time basis. So it's like, oh, we have new units for you. They're here now. But if you do bad management, you could end up being screwed really quickly. So
now you have no units. Congratulations.
Yeah, you have no units. I guess you can drop in these ODSTs because
all units.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out how to do all units in Halo Wars 2. It's just double tapping the. Also, I ended up playing most of Halo Wars 2 on the Xbox One because I had problems running it on PC.
Oh no, I haven't tried it yet. I need to.
Yeah,
I didn't like the controls. I like the controls. The original Halo Wars much better than I like.
Yeah, they're different. Yes, and it took me a little while to kind of like get them under control. But I did not love Halo Wars 2. I think the story is fine. It's very self-contained. Like, mm-hmm. It does take place after Halo 5, but it doesn't necessarily tie into Halo 5. The enemy Atriox is cool, but I don't know. Like, people are going, oh, he's the best villain ever in a Halo game, and like, he's only in it for like 6 minutes or so. Like, you don't get a whole lot of them, so it's hard for him to be that best villain. But that game's okay. I did not love it. I don't see myself playing a whole lot more of it unless somebody wants to play like co-op campaign or something. So
it was meant to be played co-op. So
was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should try that.
Yeah. Maybe I would like it more if play it co-op. I don't know. So that's Halo Wars. Jeff and I have been playing Horizon. Fozzie, have you played any Horizon?
No, I haven't. I haven't picked it up yet.
Okay. All right. So Jeff, you want to break down what Horizon is?
I mean, if we're going to be completely honest and straightforward, it's
no,
basically...
we left you to lie. Well, this is the Donald Trump podcast.
Yeah,
you need to let's see some alternative truths here.
I just don't want to like dance around like what I really think it is. This game is basically Tomb Raider with a whole bunch of other games stacked on top of it, and I think it's pretty great actually. Like I'm enjoying it. I do think there's a learning curve, and I think that at first I felt overwhelmed and not really sure what I was doing, and I felt inept at the combat. But that's all. In the last day or so of playing, has the tide has turned on that to where I'm like. I'm really sad because I'm like fully invested in this game now and I'm loving it. And I'm sorry, but Zelda's coming out in a couple hours and that's all I'm playing until I'm done with it. So that's the thing that sucks because this game's pretty great. But I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
All right. So I want to know where you turned on it. Where did you go from being frustrated with it to like kind of getting it?
I think it, in terms of how long, I'm probably almost 10 hours in, and I don't know, 7 or 8 hours in.
Okay, so
I felt like I had it. Like
sometime after the proving.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I just got done the proving, which is this event that Aloy has to go through to join the tribe. And I found like the combat and stuff to be really awkward currently.
Yeah, I here's my problem with the combat at first. Like now I'm okay, but at first it felt like you have to line up these really specific shots, like shooting someone in an eye.
Yes.
But the enemies just rush at you, like crazily rush at you. So you're trying to set up a shot. And here comes this thing that's going to fucking knock you on your ass and kill you in 2 hits.
Yeah, so you either have to dive out of the way or hope you hit it beforehand, yeah.
You're just going to get used to how the game plays, but you also, I mean, there's skill trees, and there are things you could do to help that. like, you know, for instance, one of the early upgrades you can get on the skill tree is press R3 to slow down time while
you're concentration one. Yeah.
Yeah. You need that. Like you need that skill. I mean, you'll get it, but like another one is it does that automatically if you're jumping and you aim. But just generally getting a feel for the combat and like there is a large amount of options available to you. And once I tended to get like a grasp on that, I started to do better. Like, you know, doing things like setting up traps for these robots. Like, you know, you don't always have to like rush into them or like, like if there's a group of enemies, you will gain the ability early on to hack like lesser robots and like they will be on your side. There's little things you can do to turn the tide and then all of a sudden you can like fucking, you're not afraid of like, dude, very early on, like for the first 5 hours or so, anytime I saw like a small enemy, like, in a field, I was afraid of it. Like, especially if there was two or three of them, I was like, I'm just going to avoid them. But now I can just fuck them all up. So, okay. Yeah, I think it'll turn for you the more you play it, man.
Yeah, it's because I've been struggling a little bit with the combat. Like, there's a lot of rolling and...
you gotta, be dodging a lot.
It's like there's a lot... Because, like, they do throw a bunch of enemies at you at once. And sometimes they can be a little overwhelming. So
the whole dodging thing, I'm very used to because I've been playing a lot of Neo and Dark Souls lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice in this game that there's no fucking stamina bar. So I could just like, I'm like running and dodging constantly.
Yeah.
So, and you want to do that. I mean, you'll be better if you do that a lot. But
it seems like you want to also like upgrade your pouches and stuff so you can carry more ammo and
absolutely
and more health potions and more like, you know, health resources and shit. So
there's so much to learn too. Like there's like a focus thing that you could do where you can like kind of like scan objects and shit. So like you could scan enemies and like read about them and it's like Oh, it's a lot.
Reveal weak points, yeah.
There's a lot of systems in here because, like, dude, this game really is, like, taking shit from, like, it honestly, like, now that I'm starting to really dig it, it feels like a culmination of everything we've learned in third-person action games for, like, the last 10 years. It's just, like, a little bit, you know, it's basically Tomb Raider, but it's, like, a little bit of Mass Effect for the cutscene dialogue, like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like,
yeah, there are definitely dialogue trees and, yeah, Far Cry, definitely, with the bandits and stuff and...
A little bit of Monster Hunter, like you take resources from the things you kill. Like it's just like clearly taking notes like, from everybody.
Even like they took like notes from The Witcher in the way like the resources are handled and preparation for battle and
the side quests are also incredibly interesting and feel like they feel like main quests. I don't know if you've done any of them yet, Chris.
No, but like, it's mostly just been story quests at this point, like straight main story quests. I haven't had a whole lot of optional choices to make at this point. So,
I did a side quest. I mean, I won't try to spoil it, but I did a side quest where, like, I'm going into this thing that looks like something out of Alien. Like, it looks like I'm walking into a fucked up spaceship.
This was a screenshot you posted on
Twitter. Yeah, yeah, and that whole area. I mean, this is like is a completely optional thing. Like, had lots of lore that filled out the story for you. Like,
and it's really cool. That's what I like. I'm not in love with the gameplay currently, but the world is really, really cool. This like weird, you know, Neanderthal-ish, like caveman type of tribal, but set in the like apocalypse town, like. Like you're, there's a like. I mean, obviously the robots and shit, but then there's all these like caves that are basically just old human settlements.
Yeah,
that like have all sorts of cool shit in them. And
but it's I think what really like draws me into it is the way, like the people in the world are looking at this shit, like this technology, which would be future technology for us, but for them it's like magic. It's like magic from the past. Like they don't understand it. Like,
it's really weird.
But they like talk to a computer and she thinks it's like a god or something. Like,
and like the only person that realizes that, like, no man, it's just like it's just this fucking technology shit that you're afraid of, is the main character, because she basically calls like, "No, you idiot."
That's like good sci-fi though. Like, you know what I mean? Like that writing, like to consider what it, like how they would look at everything that's left behind is really interesting. Like, honestly, dude, I was looking forward to this game, but early on into playing it, probably like where you are, Chris, I was ready to come on the show and shit on it. And like, you know, that was like a day and a half ago. Now I'm like, this game's kind of firing on all cylinders. Like the story's good. You know, it looks incredible. It's got tons of like depth to the gameplay, and there's tons of systems in it. Like,
yeah, I think that like while I like the world that it sets up and being able to talk to the other characters, it was 4 hours before I am now, I think, out into the open world. Like,
oh yeah, it has another. It's another thing. It has like a Zelda game start where it's just like,
yeah, it's like a long start.
And like it gets in the way of itself. Like you're starting to play and have fun, and it's like, wait, no, you need to see another story, like a story cutscene, so you know what's going on here. It does loosen up on that as it gets going, though.
Good. Yeah, I like it. Mimicking the opinion of Sean, our buddy, on, you know, he's been on the show before and stuff, but he. Not in love with the voice acting from the main character. I also think there are bits where she might be the weakest one.
You know who I think that is? I think that's you know Ashley Birch is?
I've heard the name.
I think that's her.
Hmm.
The What You Doing Ash videos.
Yes.
I believe it's her. I believe I saw her tweet about it.
As a character, I don't know which one though.
Oh, okay, so maybe she's not the main one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's a side character. I forgot who though.
Oh, all right. So I stand corrected. I don't know, but
she was Tiny Tina, wasn't she? Yeah,
was she?
Yes,
she was.
And she plays the main character. She is Aloy.
So there you go.
Bye. Yeah.
So I would assume she would do okay, but I don't know. I don't know. I guess I haven't really paid attention to the voice acting so much, which is weird, but I just have been so kind of like taken in everything else. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, I like the world. I like her as a character. I just, it's some of the voice acting is kind of misfiring for me. But the gameplay I'm not totally in love with just now. So hopefully, like as you said, like maybe it'll pick up for me.
There's a learning curve. Like, do you feel like you suck at it right now, or do you just don't like it?
A mix of both. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like it seemed like I'm doing a lot of running around in circles. It's like, this is stupid. Like,
no, that's how. I mean, that's. I guess I have no problem with any of that shit because that's like straightly – that's crib from Dark Souls, dude. That's what you do in Dark Souls. Like you got to dodge a lot and you don't have to block in this. But like, yeah, like you want to be – like because the enemies hit you in this, you get maybe 2-3 hits before you're dead.
Yeah.
They're strong enemies.
They jump at you. It doesn't take much to kill you. So you're like constantly like hitting your medicine pouch or your potions and – And if you're not able to avoid the enemies, at times they can rip you down like really quickly. So,
yeah, I don't know. Like, just all sorts of like cool things though. Like, I don't know if you would consider this cool or like something that sucks, but like your health won't refill even if you go to the save point. Like usually in Dark Souls, like you get to that bonfire, you hit it, your fucking everything fills up again. Here it just stays exactly the same. So it's like, you got to find more shit. I don't know if you've noticed that yet, Chris, but your health does not refill when you save.
No, I mean, I haven't really noticed, but I haven't really checked it either. Like, I'm normally – I've hit, like, cutscenes and stuff, so I haven't been out really in the open world for too long yet, so.
I'll share another, like, before we move on from this fun story from when I was playing last night. So that side mission I was telling you guys about, it's about like an hour long of going through this cave, and you get to the end and there's a boss. And in order to beat the boss, you need tripwires. And I did not have the materials to make tripwires. Like, I had enough materials to make 2 tripwires. And there was no way to get out of the cave so that you could come to back to that mission later. Like, I had to beat that boss with what I had, or I had to start a new game. So it forced me to like really learn a lot about the game
in that, like, that area.
Yeah, it just in this boss fight, like I had to like, okay, like maybe I could get around the environment and like in this room and like jump on them from above, do shit like that. Maybe if I explore the little arena when there's like ammo and shit for me. I ended up just like fucking figuring out that you could craft bombs and shit and just leaving bombs for them everywhere. And then not even giving a shit how I line up my shots and just going to town on him, just like shooting a billion and fucking fire arrows. Finally, I just got lucky and beat him. But like it forced me, because like normally, like I don't know, most games like that you could walk away, like, but there was no way to get back out of the cave. Like you jump down and you're stuck in this area. So like I just was forced to come to terms with learning about like just getting better at the game. So. It ended up being a good thing, but
cool. I'm looking forward to continue playing it. So
it's solid. Tony, buy a PS4.
I will.
Yeah, Tony. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just
you really should, because all Xbox is getting is Halo War 2s this year, apparently. So
not true.
It's the only thing like around now that, you know.
Well, right now, yes, but it also you'll be able to play Mass Effect in 15 days.
No,
so.
No. Ah. I mean, in terms of exclusives, like fucking PlayStation's knocking it out of the park this year. So,
I mean, that's what PlayStation does, though.
Wait, true. What? Since when?
I mean, they haven't knocked exclusives? Anything out of the park until this year. So,
well, I know, but last year. Like when the dust settles, right? Like when you can look back at the generation. I feel like Sony always has a better exclusive lineup.
I would say, if we talked about this 2 years ago, Xbox was going way stronger. I think they turned the tide, starting with like Bloodborne. Okay. Yeah, you're right. At the end, you're gonna see more.
Yeah, I'm saying when it's all said and done.
But yeah. Like, I don't know. I would say like the Xbox One era, maybe, or maybe Xbox 360 era, maybe, like, I'd give it to Microsoft. I don't know.
I still maybe prefer not. Microsoft because, first off, I have 250 games on my console, and about 200 or 100 of those are backwards compatible games, and it's great just every week opening it up and be like, oh, there's another game.
If they've added another 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, like all the time, and it's like, oh, Skate 3, okay, sure, I'll download that for free.
Their
Sony's not there.
Then their download speeds are also
way
generally better. Yeah, like there's just things like that where like I find Xbox to be like a better environment to play on. Like I'd rather play on that system.
But sure,
there are definitely great games on Sony's system. So
I think the software has always been kind of Sony's strong suit. And when it comes to hardware, Xbox has them beat. So, I mean, it's it comes down to preference.
Well, speaking of Xbox
One
and things that are competing with Sony, Microsoft announced the Xbox Game Pass.
Saw that.
This week, which is basically Xbox's version of Netflix for their system.
It's their PlayStation Now, essentially.
Except yes.
It's a little better than that.
Yeah, because it's a cheaper price at $9.99 a month, and you'll be able to download those games directly to your system. So
And isn't PS Now just PS3 games?
And that's the other thing, is that this includes both.
Yeah, this is Xbox One games and Xbox 360 games. So
no Xbox original games?
Not yet. I mean,
that'd be pretty cool.
Phil Spencer has said that he'd love to have that, but
it's harder, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, they just have to find a way to emulate that. So,
I think it sounds cool. I think PlayStation Now is pretty cool. So,
we'll see what the library is. I think the library will
make
it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, like, I would like to see a tier, right? Like, you've got gold or platinum or whatever you want to call it, but the games don't excite me as like myself. So I don't know who's going to get this because you're not talking about like Call of Duties and things like that. So, I mean, this is kind of, I guess, like for someone that wants to get their kid like, oh, the $249 console and maybe give this Game Pass a try. But
It might not necessarily be for us, right? Because we play a lot more games than the average person. Yeah.
And we're usually playing the game that just came out, which I doubt that would be.
That's not going to be on there. But
although, what if there's a tier where you play, let's say you pay $80 a month and you get.
And that's all I'm saying is like there has to be a point where, like, I pay $100 a month and I get all the games I could have ever have wanted. Right.
Plus, like, the new game coming out, I would probably do it, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, you know, I wonder at what is that threshold, right? Where it's like it's too expensive. I think $100 would be a hard pill to swallow, but at the same time, it's like I could probably spend easily $180 at least on games coming out.
Well, for right now, it's a one tier. There's no multiple tiers.
I mean, you're talking $9.99.
Yeah, we're just
high
in the sky shit.
But yeah, and obviously, like, you'd have to get a lot of publishers on board. But
and they have a decent amount at this point. It's 2K, 505 Games, Bandai Namco, Capcom, Codemasters, Deep Silver, Focus Home, Sega, SNK, THQ Nordic, Warner Brothers, and of course Microsoft themselves, and that's what they have signed right now onto the service.
And so you're right. It's like Netflix, where it's like a year or two old. You know, you're getting like 2K, I think 16 maybe, or
what they have right now is Halo 5 Guardians, Payday 2, NBA 2K16, and a Soul Calibur.
So what
2.
Would be the newest release then? Payday 2 maybe. 2K16.
Well, Payday 2 probably, if you're talking like the Xbox One version that was sometime last year.
Okay,
but yeah, Halo 5 or NBA 2K16 would then be
pretty new.
Yeah,
Right. I mean, that's not super old.
I mean, you know, again, I guess you could say the same thing about, like, who gets EA access, and I fucking have it. But at the same time, like, I get discounts. I get the 10 hours of playing, like, games.
That is part of this. If any game you buy through the service,
you get a discount or something.
20% off. So you want Halo 5, you don't have it yet. It's leaving Xbox Game Pass or whatever, because I'm sure they're going to cycle games in and out, just
they
like
said they're going to do that.
Yeah, just like Netflix does.
Yeah, but, which is fine.
You know, you don't have Halo 5, you want to buy it 20% off of whatever it was. So,
but again, like I like EA Access because, like, for example, Battlefield 1 was a game I really wanted, but I played on EA Access. I realized, oh, well, it was fun, but I didn't spend $60 on it.
Yeah, you got that itch out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then same thing with, like, Battlefront Star Wars. Like, I played the 10 hours. That was good.
It's like...
So I saved $120 there, which is essentially a year subscription of EA Access. So, like, I'm not going to get it from these games. These games are like, oh, 2K16. Yeah, yeah. I mean...
It's going to depend on, like, what games they have. Like, I could see myself, like, popping down the $9.99 if there are games on there that are in that maybe category. Like, those mid-tier games that, like, maybe you wanted to buy, but you never
got. For Honor.
Right. No. For Honor, it's still a premium game. That's AAA. But what I'm thinking is, like, get those games that would be, like, games for gold or... like an indie developer, like Rocket League, for example, was Games for Gold, or it wasn't Games for Gold, it was PS Plus, I think, right? And then that, like, kind of, like, launched it. You know, it was like, oh, this is a new game that's on PS Plus. So, like, I think it might be smart for indie developers to be like, okay, I'll put my game on Games Pass, right?
We're going to have a Netflix original get you to subscribe to it just to play it. How about that?
Well, I think that would be in Microsoft's best interest, right? To have exclusive
things. That would be a good point, too.
Premiere on Game Pass.
Right.
Like a game you can't buy. You have to have the subscription service to play it. That would be a draw for people. Like, that would get, like, if it was a game I wanted to play, I'd be like, all right, I'll put on $10 for the first month to see.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like, bundle that and then be like, oh, yeah, your first month is free or, like, half off or whatever. But, I mean, that would be a good deal because, I mean, that's how it is, right? Like, there's all these fucking nickel and dime services you have out there, right? Like, I mean, I'm probably spending $100 on these, like, subscriptions, but they all offer a little something.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, let's say they did start to offer, like, the games that were brand new. Like, dude, last month I bought at least two brand new games, so that's $120.
That's what I'm saying. So, is like, it does. It might even be, like, substantial where it's, like, $149 a month. And then when you think about it, $149, that's pricey.
Right? But you get everything.
But $149 times 12, $1,800. So that's... I mean, that is a bit up there. That would be 30 new games. So maybe not that price point, but I mean, definitely like $99. I think you could definitely get away with that.
I think you could. I think there would be a segment there for it.
Yeah, and it might not be a huge segment, but
or you do like $80 and you get like EA, like Activision, like the big heavy hitters. And then you pay that monthly.
And like, let me put it this way. If I got every new game that came out and I had access to, like, library of hundreds of games on top of that. The only thing that would hold me back is, like, there's a part of me that still wants ownership of the thing. Like, because I will replay games. And I guess, granted, because if you have this service, there's a chance you could play a game a year from now again. But it might be cycled out at that time. So,
right. No, there's a part of me that still wants ownership. About buying a game.
Yeah.
It's just like you sometimes buy Blu-rays, right? Like on occasion you'll buy one of them, and you don't just rely on streaming services.
Yeah, but Hefe, if you didn't buy all your fucking 360 games, you'd have a whole collection of 360 games you could download for free and just have on your hard drive.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know.
I think it's an interesting...
I think it's a cool thing to have, like, at the very least, like, as an option, like, you know, like I said, I tried out PlayStation Now. I thought it was pretty neat, but I'm not really going to keep using it.
Right.
But it's a good thing.
Yeah. Also a good thing is remember the Xbox Indie Games program on 360? Like where they had that special channel and
with weird ass shit.
Yeah, the weird dollar games and so I guess
Minecraft ripoffs and
yeah. They're reopening. It's under a different name, I guess, but it's now the Xbox Live Creators Program. Anybody can go and buy an Xbox One and they'll be able to basically publish their own games through this new program. It won't clutter up the main store. There'll be like a special tab, I guess, to go to these games, but it's kind of cool. Like, you know, like I'm not going to make a game, but I'm sure there are people out there that want to try this shit. And so we'll see what that turns out. Cause there were some cool games that did come out of that indie games program. That eventually, like, even went on to Steam and stuff, so.
Like, there was, like, do you remember, like, any big hits or whatever?
There was a rhythm-based shooter that, I'm drawing a blank on what the name was, but it was only available through that program, and it eventually ended up on Steam. It was pretty cool. Like, it took from your music library and like procedurally generated like arcade shooter, like twin stick shooter levels. So it was kind of cool. I have it here. Some Beat Hazard. That was the name of it. That was interesting. It was pretty cool. Played about 8 or 10 hours. So, want to talk some VR?
What?
What's VR?
Hefe, don't give up. There's still hope for you.
PlayStation made that thing for that.
You know what it is? It's just such a hassle to pull it out and put it on and everything. But like once I'm in it, I'm like, it's awesome.
For Hefe, it's the same.
Exactly.
Thing. Such a hassle.
I guess the New York Times reported that Sony sold about 900,000 units of PSVR from when it launched in October through now, so.
Which might sound bad, but I guess is actually good.
Well, I mean, they're saying they're happy with it. It's not. I mean, that's what, there's like 40 million PS4s out there. That's a really small subset, right?
Yeah, but
like,
there's two things to consider.
Yeah,
one is that you don't see them on shelves, so I don't know what they're doing. Like, they're not.
Yeah, where are they? Like.
Yeah, they're like playing Nintendo with it, so it's like maybe there are people that want to buy it, right? But they can't.
Right.
I don't know. The other thing is like their projected thing was 1 million through 6 months, so they're on target or past it. Like,
yeah, they're just about there.
And it is a peripheral that costs more than the system itself. So like, there's a lot of things working against it. I guess maybe 1 million units is not the worst thing ever.
No, and I mean, I think it has sold more than both Oculus and HTC. So, although Oculus and the Vive have not publicly announced how many units they have out there,
I think it has more than both of them combined.
That sounds probably right.
But I don't know, it's early days, man. Like, and the technology, I mean, Fozzie, back me up, it is pretty awesome. It's just, I don't play it a ton. It's like a special occasion for me to play it.
And I think that's the thing I'm starting to realize more is that, like, video games and virtual reality are two different things completely. And I am constantly titillated by virtual reality whenever I put it on. I played Rec Room recently, which is a free game, and they just added a new, like, it's like a theater play, so you're like fighting monsters and you have a shield and sword and everything. But that was so much fun. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Or like using tilt brush, you know, and being like, this is badass. Like, but again, like Hefe said, is that am I ever going to play a 50-hour game on VR? Never. I highly doubt it.
I wouldn't even say that because I played Resident Evil, which is a full game, which is like 12 hours. But it's just it's like it's a process to get it turned on and started as opposed to regular
video. It's bulky games, right now. But, I mean, again, like this is a prototype, right? I mean, like let's look at super – let's talk about computers back in the 50s, right? Like the, you had to bring those things train. No, I mean like so I'm not – the HTC Vive I'm looking at right now, like it's this, it's this thing that's tethered to like 5 million cords, and it looks
for real
ugly, dude. And doesn't feel good after 45 minutes, and everything's sweaty, and you're just not having a great time. But those first like 15 minutes are incredible. Like that being in that feeling is good.
Well, that was what I was going to add. It's like once you actually have the thing on, and you're in a world, and you're playing a game.
It's an incredible experience.
It's incredible. Like it really is something else. But like, it's just the fact that I have to take the extra step. And you're right, all the cords and shit. Like, it's a tangle of cords every time I want to pull it out of my entertainment center.
But there's going to be there's going to be a day where it's like it's not cordless. Like it's going to
be like a thing sitting right next to you on your couch, and you just put it on real quick.
Yeah, like, it's going to be like Oakley sunglasses, and you just fucking put it on, and you're golden. But I mean. Yeah, there's – but it's again, like this has come a long way from what we're used to. So, I mean, it's going to take a minute. But I like being the early adapter or early adopter of it because, again,
it's
you have to put it in there because, I mean, like I enjoy watching people as much as I enjoy playing it. But watching people for the first time trying it on, like – yeah, it's not my daily console. I mean, it's definitely not going to overtake my home consoles, but it's a good compliment to gaming. And
I'm telling you, the first time I tried that, I was like just staring at like the home screen of a game, I was blown away. Just like, oh, I can look anywhere, and there's, you know. But then first time I actually played something on it, and I got like not motion sickness, but like it felt like you were moving in your body. Like your body felt like it was moving. That was like, it's incredible. That's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And there's things I'm still dying to try, dude. Like that.
Right.
Like the Google Earth or whatever. Like.
Oh my god, dude.
That's not PSVR yet. So like, I really want that to come to there so I can try that out. That's not even a game.
It is incredible. It is so much fun. Like all I'm doing is going to like. Places I like my high school football stadium, you know, like I can zoom in on that. And there's actually a way where you can, it's not hacking it, but there's an option that's like in beta where it's street view. And you can literally go down to the fucking street and just like kind of walk around essentially. And it doesn't look great, you know, I mean, obviously it's a whole world they have to do, but it's incredible to see. And I think the thing that's exciting is that they're going to just keep adding to it. But I was kind of disappointed because there's a lot of places that I want to see. Like for example, Dubai is not 3D modeled at all, which was really surprising. So I was like, I want to check out the world's tallest skyscraper. I love skyscrapers. Like that would be cool to like be in street view and look up. But it's not. It's just flat. Like, damn it. That's upsetting. But I don't know. It's
I'm like really hoping that there's more shit like that though coming. Like just kind of like cool.
Right. Yeah. Like, and I'm totally all about like applications or you know, I'm not in it necessarily for games. I can get that anywhere. I don't think. I mean, it's a totally different experience. So I don't know. It's gonna be good.
Not to sidetrack it too much, but yeah.
Yeah.
VR is pretty cool, man. But I think those are positive numbers, despite how they might look on the surface.
Yeah, really is a lot. I mean, that's.
I mean, it is a really expensive thing. So,
you know, you want it though. Don't lie.
I'm interested in it. It's just that's fucking expensive, and there's really not a ton to do in it. So, I mean, even as Right, but you said what, that's like a 15-20 minute thing? Like
Yeah. And I would love to see like a movie theater. Well, I mean, there's actually a couple places like that in Seattle where it's like, okay, you have a private VR room, like the private karaoke rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They give you the VR headset, like they give you the games you could play with, and it's like, okay, you pay by the hour and you can have up to six people.
Yeah, I was at the mall with my wife and we were walking by and they have, it's not private, like it is in like a storefront, but
yeah, like a
circular area cordoned off. Mm-hmm. And I guess like people rent time on these VR headsets in this like basically what's like room size area from, it was really weird.
And there's nothing more embarrassing than like taking that off and realizing there's either A, people watching you,
right,
or like that. Because like when I first tried it, because I wanted to make sure like I really wanted to get this, I was like, well, I got to try it out. So the Microsoft store in Bellevue, they have it. Like you can just play it, you know, but it's right in the fucking old glass like storefront. So everyone's like, what the hell so are these
people doing?
You're
like basically like a fucking animal in a zoo and people are
right,
walking
for
by.
Sure. Yeah, and people are just walking past you, yeah, like all like ultra high end stores. Then here I am in my fucking Microsoft store, like just trying to touch things. And it's just, you know, it's fun. But yeah, I would rather do it like, yeah, like you said, like in a private setting with five other friends. But
that would be cool.
I think it just it needs more software for me to jump in on it.
I don't blame you, especially but you know especially with the Sony. That's what I like about PC. You know, it's like
yeah,
it's more like oh, just whatever you want to do, just put it out there.
Yeah,
let's get weird with it. You know.
Well, speaking of VR on PC, Oculus Rift just took a $200 price cut.
Yeah, I saw there's a bundle for what, like $600 for everything, which is pretty good.
Yeah, $600 for the Rift and the touch controllers. What did you say, Tony?
That was buy them quick while we're still allowed to sell them.
Definitely did seem something like that. But I mean that's good news for I guess people that are looking to get into PC VR because it's now $200 cheaper than the. Than the Vive, so still a little bit out of my what I want to spend on.
I actually like those touch controllers. I think I've never tried them, but they just look better. They look
fancy, yeah.
Than the Vive controllers. The Vive controllers, it feels like you know you have those in your hands, right? It's like a PlayStation Move controller.
Hmm.
But those touch controllers are like you just slip them on like gloves, and then now you are in the game, like that's there, cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, two other game news pieces here. Mass Effect Andromeda, which is out in 15 days. The dev there, one of the devs there, said the game features full nudity, and it's totally softcore space porn.
Yeah.
It's this guy Aaron Flynn said, remember, we lost the partial nudity rating and got full nudity. It's total softcore space porn. Some of the dialogue is pretty steamy. And I guess it's going to be some good banging going on.
Hell yeah.
Sign me up. That's all I play Mass Effect for anyway.
So, right.
Tony, remember in the IGN blogs you had the guest as your avatar.
Yep.
Now it's like it's all come to fruition. That's what you've always wanted. That's softcore spaceborne.
I don't
that
know.
That was Tony's avatar?
Yeah.
I remember that. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. Do you guys care about space banging?
Yes, I would like it to be a little more explicit.
I agree. I feel like, you know,
if you're gonna work
one thing about video games that has always kind of made us feel kiddish is that, like, you know, if this was...
Tony? Did we lose?
Fozzie died.
Oh, I thought I died. I always think it's me. I always think it's me now.
Have we ever had a sex scene in a game that didn't look hella awkward?
No.
They all look terrible. They all look awful. They're not hot.
Hello. I
mean, hey. Oh, hey.
Hi. Yeah, I'm cleaning and doing. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Fozzie.
I'm with you, Tony. Like, I think they've always looked goofy.
It looks goofy because like, and I was playing Mass Effect 1, like just replaying it, and I was telling Morgan, my girlfriend, I was like, "Baby, there's going to be the we were romancing Liara, and it's like you have like a butt in there, and then just really awkward hand gestures. Like, it never looked realistic, but." Again, what I was trying to say is that, like, Game of Thrones, like, there's sex all the time, and no one bats an eye, but when it's in video games, it's really awkward, but no, just put it out there, be mature, and let people understand
it's a mature
game.
But listen to what this stupid guy from BioWare is saying. He sounds like an idiot. Let's be mature, but I'm gonna...
Right, well, this doesn't give me hope that this is gonna be good.
Well, yeah, if it's just good banging, I'm okay with that as well.
It's right. Not going to be good. It's going to look terrible.
Well, don't they have mocap now? You don't know this.
Yeah. They're maybe not, it looks, yeah, looks better.
Sure. $10 it's going to look good, I'm sure.
Dude, what if you're going to be watching it? You're going to get a semi.
That's it. That's the dream.
Oh. I don't know. I just want Mass Effect Andromeda to be good. I don't.
Yes, that'd be great.
Necessarily care if the banging is
the banging
top-notch.
Is not going to make or break it for me.
Right.
I just feel like that's too much good for 1 month, though. I can't have these three games in 1 month. It's too much, man.
Man, that is a lot, Jeff.
Why?
What is this? You think this is the best year since 2007?
No, yeah, I think it is. No,
does it come every 10 years? Because wasn't 97 a great year, too?
Maybe, but for sure 2007 was. And, Tony, you're nuts, dude. Like, Horizon is better than anything last year.
No.
Sorry. There's already been, like, 2-3 games this year that are better than anything that came out last year. Yeah, dude.
Sorry, Jeffy.
I mean, Yakuza Zero did come out this year. I mean, that's it.
Resident Evil 7, year. Fucking Zelda, fucking Horizon, all those I'd throw against
the
my
only game that's come out
year.
This year so far that has me wanting anything is Horizon.
Yeah, and it's pretty great. Like
only one.
Way better than Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, but I mean January, February aren't like hard hitters, so I mean isn't there supposed to be a new Assassin's Creed this year?
They haven't announced anything.
I'm not saying that that's going to be a game of the year. I'm just saying that there's a good amount of content, I'm sure. That
all right,
we got the game later this year that I'm excited for that they just got announced, though.
Yeah, it's this Middle Earth Shadow of War.
Oh,
War.
Yeah.
Coming
Where
in
did
all
that
game?
Come from? I thought at first it was a remaster. I was like, wait, no, it's not.
Full-on sequel.
That's awesome. That's one of my favorite games of a couple years ago.
I need to play it.
Game. That game.
You haven't played it?
I played like 2 hours of it. I own it too.
Anyway,
I own it on disc.
Go play it, you moron.
Yes. What Napo said.
That game desperately needed a sequel. Like it had some really like the combat was great, and the nemesis system was awesome. And I am surprised it hasn't been copied by 12 other games since then. But the world was kind of. Meh, like there wasn't a whole lot in it.
Yeah, I think that's what turned me eventually to stop playing it. Like,
yeah, and it was all hostile. Like there were no friendly areas to go walk around and explore. So it desperately needed like more. Like it was a nice first attempt. So I'm really excited for a sequel.
Yeah, I hope they. I did not watch the trailer, so I don't know if they showed anything in it. But this game's not that far out; like it's in August, I think. So
yeah,
it's a good spot for it too.
And
like,
confirmed for Scorpio, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, obviously that'll be coming probably later.
It's also going to be a Play Anywhere title.
Yeah, so if you buy it for one, you get it on Scorpio as well.
Scorpio and on PC, so. So yeah, I like that Play Anywhere feature. That's nice.
I love that. It's great.
But yeah, I think that's it for news, unless you guys had anything else.
Not on my watch.
No?
I'd just like to announce that last year was the best year of games ever.
Last year?
I don't understand what you're saying.
There's some good games, talk. But...
This year is already twice as good as last year.
No. It's just like, a difference in games.
Honestly, between movies and games, like, they are keeping me on like a sugar high of fucking entertainment so far.
It has been, for like stuff that I like, it's been a nice start to the year for sure.
Yeah.
No strategy games that have been good yet.
This is true.
Well, that's why it's good. That's why it's a good start.
Like, you can have good strategy games, so Jeff, and
I know, I'm games. Kidding. I kid.
Halo
Wars, that's perfectly serviceable, right? Right?
There were like 8 strategy games last year that were better than Halo Wars 2.
Yeah. and the big problem with Halo Wars 2 is the game that released 8 years ago. It was Halo Wars was what, 2009?
Yeah.
It's a better game than what came out now. So,
and you're saying as someone who just played them both at the same time.
Both back-to-back, yeah. The original Halo Wars is a better game. I mean, Halo Wars 2 is perfectly fine. It's just not great. Like, the original Halo Wars is a good, really good game. Yeah, so next week, Jeff... I think you may be, unless Fozzie plays Zelda, you may be the only one that has played Zelda.
Which is, one, that's wrong, and two,
no.
If I'm not here next week,
fault, Jeff.
If I'm not here next week, you know why.
That is,
I'm in fucking Hyrule.
I'm not a Nintendo fanboy.
What's
like,
this
if
all
Nintendo
about?
Hadn't driven the rest of us away with their last 5 years of BS, we'd be there with you.
Oh man, I could buy a Nintendo Switch right now. It's still available at Walmart.
And this is the moment in the show where I make fun of my friend, or our friend, Altoid Yoda.
He was waiting, right?
Well, because, yeah, he's been the biggest like Nintendo critic forever. And he's been sitting at Walmart all goddamn night trying to get this system so he can play Zelda. Because he doesn't own a Wii U. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's kind of fucked. Like, the only thing he can do is try to get a Switch, because you're not going to buy a Wii U now to play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not interested in anything else on the Wii U, no.
Well, all those games are going to come out on the Switch. Like, Mario Kart's going to come out on the Switch. Like, you know, fuck. Why would you buy the older system? That's stupid. So.
Damn, they're doing Prime now, Nintendo Switches, too. Interesting.
Really?
All right, go ahead.
No, talk more on this, Fozzie. You could, like, right now order one and get it tonight.
I was looking at Wario64. He said, Nintendo Switch Live in some areas. Example, DC area, East Coast, midnight, local time.
Well, I would imagine by you could get that, too.
Go out and get one is what you're saying right now?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago. Interesting that the Prime 9 units are all Nintendo Switch neon color, at least from what I can see. So, if you go Prime now... You can get it.
I don't have Prime now here. You have it by you, I'm sure, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do for sure.
And I'm sure you can
That's
get
funny.
It.
Funny.
Do it. Press the button, Fozzie, and then send it to me.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm going to get a Switch this year, and me I'll too. Give Zelda. And I was thinking about getting it on the Wii U, but like, no, I want it. I don't want to play it on that janky-ass bullshit screen that they tried to pull off on the Wii. I want that nice, sleek, sexy Switch. I want to play it right. I don't want to play it for the first time on the Wii U. So,
well,
sorry.
I don't think I'll be able to walk into a store and get it tomorrow, and I need to play Zelda on day one. So
I understand that. I'm not – dude, if I was a Nintendo fanboy, like, I would be all over this for sure.
I can't wait.
If Nintendo hadn't driven you away.
Looks good. And I watched the Giant Bomb quick look the first half, because that's when they were doing like the beginner stuff. And like, this is the Zelda, I think. This is the one that even I would get into. Like,
it seems pretty neat.
Yeah, it just, like, the detail is there. The fun gameplay is there. Like, there's a lot to like, so we shall see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just I'm gonna wait a little bit on it. So
I don't know how you guys can wait,
dude. God! Holiday.
I'm like chomping at the bit here.
I'll probably get a Switch in April.
Chris will break before then.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry. I'm going to see it at Best Buy or like just walking somewhere and see it's available. I'm going to be like, why not? Thank you.
I at this point I can't justify spending 300. Well, because it's more, you're gonna need to spend more than that, right? Like,
yeah,
300 just for the system, $60 for Zelda, and then $70
with tax, you're looking at, probably $400 or $500.
So I was gonna say Pro Controller is like a must because like that thing looks awesome, and that's probably how I want to. Like, I'm not gonna use this as a handheld. Like, I want to play it on my TV, you know.
I mean, I may use it as a handheld, but
yeah, maybe here and there. Yeah.
Right. But like, I use it more as a handheld. I don't know. We'll see.
Like to me, like, I don't really want to fuck with the Joy-Cons and all that shit. Like, I want
just a regular controller.
You know what I mean? I want to just have a normal controller for it.
Yeah, I want to be able to drop it into the dock, like, pick up the Pro Controller and just play on my big TV. Like,
yeah.
So... Yeah, that, you know, you're talking 370, 430. That's just for Zelda. Like, I'll wait at least until there's maybe another game or two, and then.
Nice thing too is Javi's getting it, and I'm going to be streaming some stuff with him on Saturday. Cool. I'm going to be playing. I'm going to get my Switch fixed for sure.
Damn you!
Yeah, so you might in fact be able to tell us a little bit about it and.
Yeah, I might play like the first hour and just be like, Hav, let me play and just, go with the
game. Is he going to get the fucking milking cow game?
He wasn't thinking about it, but he might for the sake of our streaming.
I want fucking like video of that shit online.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
All right. Jeff will definitely have a. Zelda for next week. He'll tell us about how the Wii U experience for that is. Fozzie may have touched a Switch, may have fondled it.
Oh, yeah.
Touch it all night long.
Give me those nips.
Tony may play some more Halo Wars 2.
Or not.
Or not. And I'm going to play some more Horizon, so we will definitely have stuff to talk about next week.
Tony, get Horizon. Get PS4.
Well, I'm getting a PS4 Pro when I do.
Do it right now.
I'm just waiting for a sale.
I'm waiting for a sale on a nice big 4K TV.
See, I already got one of those.
I may want to get one of those before Scorpio. So, all right, we will be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Night.